It's coming. I've been warning about this for months, and it has finally arrived. Vaccine passports. They're huge in Europe. The European Union, in fact, is now implementing them, rolling them out. If you want to travel, if you're a tourist, you can visit Europe. However, you must show proof of vaccination. No vaccine card, i.e. a passport, you will not be allowed to travel or go anywhere in the European Union. Well, guess what? They're starting to come here. Bar owners, restaurant owners, people who run arenas, stadiums for professional sports or concerts are now insisting either you show proof of vaccination or else you must wear the mask or you're not going to be allowed or be given service. Let me give you an example. In Kentucky, in Louisville, there is a very prominent bar, very well known in that community, called Meta. Apparently a very popular bar. You can also get some food. So I guess a bar restaurant. The owner, Jeremy Johnson, now has come out and said there will be a new mask policy with the CDC latest updated guidance. And that is, if you want to come in without a mask, you must show proof of vaccination. They will ask you to show your vaccine card and your driver's license or other proof of identity so they can make sure, let's say it's Jeff Cooner, when I show them a vaccine card, Jeff Cooner is now vaccinated. Am I Jeff Cooner? Let me look at my driver's license. Yep. Okay. You don't need to wear a mask. However, if you do not show proof of vaccination, then you must wear the mask, whether you are vaccinated or not. As the owner put it, show me a vaccine card. If not, you got to wear a mask. So take a pick, the vaccine card or a mask. My friends, this is a gross violation of privacy. It is a violation of HIPAA, and it is out and out discrimination. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a big supporter of the private sector, a big supporter of the free market. A business owner has the right to decide, well, what people he'll serve. You have to wear a shirt. You don't wear a shirt. They have the right of refusal to serve you. You don't wear shoes or sandals. You don't want to want somebody walking around barefooted. I get it. However, we're not talking about shirts and we're not talking about bare feet. We're talking about the most intimate personal aspects of your private health. It would be the equivalent of me, let's say if I'm a bar owner or a server or a bartender, asking a woman, excuse me, have you visited your gynecologist? Do you have an STD? What would she say? She would automatically say, that's none of your business. It's my private health care. You don't have the right to know. That's between me and my doctor. It is the same thing with the vaccine. It is no one's business whether I got the shot or I got the jab. And to these hysterical owners, like that bar owner in Louisville, Kentucky, if you're vaccinated, you can't get the virus, you can't transmit the virus. To the patrons who attend the bar, if you have the vaccine, if you can't get the virus, you can't transmit the virus. So what's the problem? What is the problem? My friends, this is another way to shame, coerce, pressure, and yes, bully and intimidate everyone to get the shot, to make life so miserable for them, they'll have no choice but to go and take the vaccine. And my friends, now we're getting into medical tyranny and medical fascism. If I want to take the shot, that's my business, but no one has the right to force me to do it, and you don't have the right to ask whether I've taken the vaccine. That is none of your business. It violates my privacy. It violates my health rights. It violates my civil liberties. It is pure discrimination. My body, my choice. And if you don't like it, blank off.